This is Rebel Radio, the official podcast of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. Welcome to a new episode of Rebel Radio, the official podcast of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. I am your host. This is Mark, and hanging out with me is my co-host with his brand new radio name, Frank T. Biscuit. What's up, Frank?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
We're hanging out. We've got some exciting news to mention, along with a new personality from our old school internet radio days with us. We'll be introducing him in just a moment. Before we go any further, I want to mention, if you're not following us on our social media, you can find them through TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. We just started a Tumblr, a Pinterest, and you, of course, can find us on Twitter and Facebook, and please like us. So the big news for the day is we just started our Kickstarter. Why do we need a Kickstarter? Well, because we want to make Rebel Radio better for you. We want to get some nice omnidirectional mics, mixer, more server space so we can do this show weekly or hourly instead of these little 30-minute shows. We just simply want to make Rebel Radio the best. You got any thoughts on that, Biscuit Frank T? I just said your name backwards because I'm cool like that.
Well, actually, I'm pretty excited. I hope we do get this new equipment because I know my old mic sucks. It makes me sound horrible. And right now, we're kind of passing by around a Rock Band mic. So some new equipment would actually be pretty great.
It's not a Rock Band mic, Frank, okay? Just don't make us sound like we're five-year-old children. That's Mikey's job. He's the five-year-old over here, right, Mikey?
Yeah, you get no, you are stinky heads.
Okay, we just got stinky heads by a five-year-old. Anyway, so Kickstarter kicked off today. You can find the links at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com and on our Facebook. We're asking for a goal of $600. If you donate $10, you get a thank you from us, and along with a thank you on the website. We will even mention you on the podcast. You will get a digital postcard from us, and then the rewards at $25 level, $50 level, or no, sorry. Yeah, $50 level and $100 level. And at $25, you'll get a exclusive CD from us with an exclusive podcast that we will record, and there will be some best ofs on there. And along with the digital postcard, at $50, you'll get some art prints from some artist friends of ours that will be exclusive to this podcast Kickstarter. And at $100, you'll get some comics donated by Hound Comics, along with everything else we mentioned. And you can find all that information at the Kickstarter links. So we do hope that you will help us out and meet our goal of $600 so that we can bring you Rebel Radio more often, better, bigger, and more exciting. And, of course, again, you can find all the information about the Kickstarter at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. And the title of this episode is Kickstart Our Hearts. Yes, you heard me, Kickstart Our Hearts, because this is basically a live podcast in a sense that we're not really going to over-edit it. We're just pleading to you, kind of like Jerry Lewis style, to give us money for the podcast in a way. And without going any further, I want to bring in a personality from our old internet radio days. He goes by the mysterious name of Electric Monkey. You can find him on our staff page at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. He's a connoisseur of sorts of Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. I'm yet to determine if that's a good or a bad thing. And he's also a pretty okay dude, but just a don't stand behind him too long. It kind of freaks him out. I want to welcome into the show the Electric Monkey, Matt. What's up?
Oh, doing good, Mark. Glad to be back. It's been a while. You know, I'm looking to be more active in Rebel Radio and to help, you know, get this Kickstarter, you know, bumping a little bit more. And hopefully we, you know, we can upgrade from this. Is this a styrofoam cup we're using right now? I think it's tied to two strings.
Practically, you know, and that's the thing about we really are. I know we're goofing off having a good time today, but we really do take this seriously. We want to make Rebel Radio the best. We've got some plans coming up. We want to do a 25th anniversary Batman episode for y'all and Tim Burton's 89 Batman. We've got some ideas for a retro 1950s style episode. And we really do have serious plans about Rebel Radio making something really special. And you guys have already been tremendous supporters. We've had over 50 listens already on the first two episodes of the show, which is fantastic. We can't thank you enough. And we just want to continue to make the Rebel Radio better by starting this Kickstarter campaign for you all. And we just can't. So, yeah, this is our kind of live podcast telethon, basically, for the Kickstarter, and this is why we want you to bring it to us. And in just a minute here, we're going to give you 10 reasons as to why we need you to kickstart our hearts here on the Rebel Radio Podcast, the official podcast of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
Hey, you're listening to Rebel Radio Podcast, and this is Jay Muse, Snooch to the Nooch. TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. Go there and do it.
Welcome back to Rebel Radio. This is our Kickstart Our Heart episodes, and we promised you that we were going to give you, I said 10 reasons, I don't know if it's going to be 10, some reasons as to why you should kickstart our hearts to help make Rebel Radio bigger and better. And first up, I'm going to start with the new rookie to the show, the Electric Monkey.
Well, rookies always get the horns first from the bull, so here we go. Reason number one, I would love to do my Electric Boogaloo again. And to give it to you in the best possible fashion ever. That's, you know, a reason in itself. Reason number two, if you guys like listening to someone rant about Arnold Schwarzenegger's biceps and pectorals and other extremities of, you know, one's body, then, or movies, sorry, I scratched that last part. That's just weird. Then maybe you would like to... Also, reason number three is this radio show, you know, would sound a whole lot better with some better tech. And, you know, right now we're doing this on, you know, what we have, and that's great. But, you know, to better appease you guys and in all seriousness, you know, to better appeal to you, we would love to get some new equipment and make a really, really nice, sterling show for you guys. So please, you know, share, like, and do whatever you can to do that. Here you go, Biscuit.
Well, my number three reason is so that we can bring you a great quality show, of course, like everybody else in this room would love to do. My number two reason is so that I can sound damn sexy on the radio. But my number one reason is because I'm doing this with my brothers, my family. They have a passion for this, and I want to help them see it through and make something great out of this. So please help us out with this. And they're making gestures that are inappropriate at this moment.
Well, that's how we roll in Rebel Radio. And Biscuit, Frank D. Biscuit, if any of y'all have seen his staff page picture or have him on Facebook or his Twitter account, there ain't nothing going to make that brother sexy. So as far as kickstart our hearts for Rebel Radio, my reasons are just I really have a passion for this. Trust Me, a Jedi is something I started 5 years ago, really as a hobby, and it's kind of grown on its own without a lot of promotion. I averaged quite a few website hits daily. The Facebook's doing well, and I want to make it even better. And so it's just a passion for that. Doing it with my friends, doing what I love. When we get together and have beers on the weekend, we talk comics and movies anyway. So we just want to turn that into something and share our thoughts with other people and make it bigger and better. It's just, and that's I may not be three reasons, but that's the biggest reason I can possibly give is just the passion we have for it here on Rebel Radio. And making it better, and we hope you visit TrustMeI'mAJedi.com every day, and you come back for the podcast, whether they're weekly, every other week, or however often we do it. And we can bring it to you more often if we get that server space and get better equipment. Right now we have enough server space for about a short episode every couple of weeks, and we need more server space, and we can make it even better for you. And I being the editor-in-chief and creator of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com, Your host of Rebel Radio, Mark, that's the best I can ask and appeal to you. It's just we want to make it awesome. And we still have more to go in the Kickstarter hearts here. We're going to get to know Electric Monkey a little bit more. And later on in the show, we have a very, well, special treat. I don't know if it's going to be special to your ears, but it'll be special in some way. So keep listening to the Kickstarter Hearts episode here on Rebel Radio. And thank you for listening so far.
This is Booker T, Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Rubber Radio. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Welcome back to Rubber Radio here, as we hope you are enjoying the Kickstart Our Hearts episode, as we have introduced our Kickstarter to the world to make Rubber Radio bigger, better, and badder than ever. And we just gave you a bunch of reasons as to why we need to make it better, and or why we need you to kickstart our hearts, and we hope you enjoyed that. And as you know, we brought on the Electric Monkey today. Electric Monkey was part of our program back when we were an internet radio show tied into Star Wars Galaxies. And if you ever want to know the full story behind that, go back and listen to Episode Zero, which was the origins of Rebel Radio. You can find all these episodes at TrustMeMyJedi.com. And we are, of course, now on iTunes. Electric Monkey, as we say, has joined us on the program today for the first time, and we wanted you to get to know him a little bit better because, well, needless to say, he's an electric personality. And not that you've gotten to know Frank T. Biscuit and Mark, your hosts, that much, but you will in time, and we like to delve a little bit more into being mysterious. But Electric Monkey likes to throw it all on the table, so to speak. I'm not really sure why. He's just he's a little weird like that, but we'll forgive him for that. And so Electric Monkey, you know, me and Frank are down for some Terminator, you know, some Running Man, things like that, any day. You know, Total Recall. I mean, I don't know about this Last Stand and the crap he's done lately. Arnold maybe should have stayed a governor, you know.
What, no Jingle All the Way?
Jingle All the Way, I don't know. I mean, Sinbad had it going on in that, but you're somewhat of a connoisseur of Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Why, Electric Monkey? I've never even asked you this question. I've known you for a long time.
Well, let's look at the history of Arnold Schwarzenegger. All right, the guy was a professional at flexing his biceps and making his nipples dance. And then he makes this film called Hercules in New York where he wrestles a fake bear, and it's just hilarious. And he just flexes his biceps the whole time and tries to speak the English language. I think it's awesome. And then he goes into Terminator. He doesn't say a word except, "I'll be back," and, you know, crashes a car into a building. But to knock on Jingle All the Way, you can't knock on Jingle All the Way. I mean, he defeated the Big Show in an army of fake Santa Clauses selling, you know, Mexican toys that spoke Spanish. You know, of course, he bought a fake Turbo Man, and, you know, he had to make the fake Santa Clauses play. The Last Stand, I mean, you gotta give him credit for giving a throwback to the old '80s movies. Even though he tried to get Johnny Knoxville to,
Electric Monkey. Whoa! I asked you why you like Schwarzenegger movies. Do you come back on me because I knocked Jingle All the Way in The Last Stand? Okay, Jingle All the Way. Don't get me wrong. If it's on at Christmas time, I'll stop and watch it. But it's not one of his better works. I mean, come on, it's no Kindergarten Cop. Kindergarten Cop is Schwarzenegger's best comedic movie.
I think he pretty much answered the question of why he likes Arnold Schwarzenegger at the beginning of this when he said flexed his muscles and bounced his nipples. I think covered it.
I think you're right on, Frank T. Biscuit. So, Frank, you had a question for Electric Monkey too, didn't you?
So my question is why is it that you don't like people to stand behind you?
Have you never seen Friday the 13th, which is actually coming up on the 13th, by the way, and it's Friday. But every horror movie, there's something lurking behind somebody. You know, maybe I turned around and saw a guy in a raincoat with a hook one time and said, "Hey, you know, I don't like it when people breathe on my neck like a guy trying to give you a prostate exam."
Well, when I stand behind you, it's not for any of those reasons. Well, maybe the prostate part.
So, Electric Monkey, on the old radio show days we all had when we ran almost 95 episodes, we had a segment called the Electric Monkey's Electric Boogaloo, which was your segment. And I understand that you may have had an electric boogaloo for us today.
Well, Mark, you know, thanks for putting me on the spot, by the way. You know, let me see what kind of pocket lint I have in my pocket so I can pull it out right here. Well, this isn't going to be like the other electric boogaloos where it's, you know, really goofy. I'd really just like to thank everybody, you know, for liking the funny memes that I've shared. You know, it's been a couple, and you know, liking the page and, you know, being really interactive. There's a lot of people, you know, every day just adding on and adding on, being, you know, more involved with the site. And, you know, thank you very much for sharing that and for, you know, taking time to take interest in whatever randomness I want to throw out there at you to, you know, take up your Facebook feed. But there are bigger and better things coming, and thank you for kickstarting our hearts. And, you know, make sure to listen to our previous podcasts. And, you know, it's just, you know, great to have you guys out there. You're our supporters, and, you know, you're what keeping us afloat right now.
Well, well said, Electric Monkey. Well said. And that is what this is all about, kickstarting our hearts here at Rebel Radio, because we really, really want to make this podcast bigger and better. And we do appreciate everything you do, from liking the Facebook, going to the main website every day, which is our main interest, is the main website. We want you to visit TrustMeWithJedi.com every day. You'll find everything up there. We are having TGIF Girl Week this week. We are having brand new Retroplex Cinema here coming up in a couple of weeks. We've got all our features there. Daily news. I just posted the new trailer for Sin City today, which is excellent, by the way. And that's what it's all about, is here on Rebel Radio and at the site, TrustMeWithJedi.com. And we've got something very special coming up here in just a moment. So stay tuned for that here on Rebel Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men.
And this is Mike Zabzik from the same. And you're listening to
Rebel Radio. And you can find that on TrustMeWithJedi.com.
You're a Jedi?
Welcome back to Rebel Radio. And I just want to thank Frank T. Biscuit for hanging, as always, and Electric Monkey making an appearance on the show today. Again, you are listening to Rebel Radio, the official podcast of TrustMeWithJedi.com. This has been the Kickstart Our Hearts episode, as we have just launched our Kickstarter this morning, hoping to get funding to make Rebel Radio bigger, better, and badder than ever for you all. And we've got a little special treat for you here, and we're going to try not to screw this up, but we just want to give you one more reason as to why you should listen to Rebel Radio, okay? And here it goes. One, two, three. Kickstart our hearts, for we're to blame.
Hey, everyone.
Help make Rebel Radio a better name. All right, so we hope that gave you a reason to listen. And any last words for kickstarting our hearts, Biscuit and Electric Monkey?
Please donate as much as you possibly can to the Kickstarter, and we will appreciate it by trying to do some really good shows for you.
And if you can't donate for whatever reason, share, you know, tag someone in a post that, you know, maybe you know can donate, and you know, help, you know, do your part. And, you know, we'll be very appreciative of whatever you guys can do. Thank you. You guys are what keep us running.
All right. Thanks again for listening to Rebel Radio, as always. You can find us at TrustMeWithJedi.com. We thank you for listening. As 2014 copyright of Hole in the Wall Productions. You've been listening to Rebel Radio. We will see you next time with a new episode.